It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Grilling Guys. It is the weekend of the Super Bowl. This is Barbecue Bob, and Jop is down in the Caribbean somewhere, probably getting red spots on his back. So to fill in for him, we needed somebody worthwhile, and that is Chaz Thompson. Chaz, how are you, buddy?
I'm great. I'm kind of jealous of Jop down there in the Caribbean because there's no ice to fish on.
There's you don't need any excuses to go to the Caribbean, let me tell you. I was planning on going there this year myself, and my wife booked a trip to, she's in Costa Rica right now, and I don't know, I just didn't want to go back to Costa Rica, and I, because you got to spend money.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've been there enough, and I, you know, the Caribbean, there's still some islands I haven't been on, and I'd really like to hit a few of these and spend more time on them. But I don't know. The world just seems a little nuts right now, and I just thought, well, I think it's okay just to stay home and do my work. I'm doing a lot of logging and stuff, and of course, I've turned into like a weirdo prepper, and I'm really stockpiling all sorts of things to prepare for what looks to be a world that might just want to come unhinged. So,
well, it doesn't look, I don't think you're burning as much firewood as you were a few weeks ago.
I'm probably not, but I'll tell you what, I thought I had a bunch of it, and I'm down to like a face cord.
Uh-oh.
So it's 74 in that living room at all points, and that's now where my wife likes it, and it started cooling off a little, so she flew out.
It feels like 74 outside this weekend.
Yeah, and I don't know what the long-term weather forecast is, but I do know that there's a Super Bowl being played tomorrow, and I don't care who wins.
I don't either. It's more about the get-together and the food and all that kind of stuff for me. And
I'm just dreading having to see Taylor Swift one more time.
Oh, I probably won't even look at the game.
Yeah, it's kind of pointless. It is a good excuse to get together, and you know, if you go somewhere and have a lot of people you want to see,
I got some euchre to win.
It's a good. There you go. There you go. You got to be watching your hand. Then you can just listen to the game. I think, you know, in terms of sports, baseball is one of those games that I like listening to it. I can drive down the road, listen to the Tigers, and have a wonderful game experience. But if I have to sit down and watch a game, I can't stand it because it's so slow and I'm just sitting there doing nothing. So if I'm driving, if I have a trip or something and I find the Tigers on that makes my day. But listen, it's really all about the Super Bowl, not my day. And this week, Chaz, we have a bunch of coaches, my son being one of them in Lowell and different places, but mostly Lowell coaches and that get together once a month. And it's sort of like a men's outreach with a Christian message, and it's in this wonderful, elaborate $1.5 to $2 million barn in a hidden location that is just extravagant. But every month, somebody comes in and kind of does a talk to the kids about how they changed their life, whatever. And there's somebody's always donating food. So this month, I told them, I said, I'm going to bring you barbecue. So I fed all 80 of those guys a nice barbecue meal, which was, you know, my honor, and they loved it. They loved it.
So pulled pork, and what'd you go with?
Yeah, I did pulled pork that I really fussed over because I think I made it plainly obvious that I'm less than fanatical about pulled pork. But this time I said, okay, since you're just doing pulled pork, let's make it absolutely killer. And they seemed to just devour it. I did four butts for 80 guys, and I did, of course, the bitchin' beans, coleslaw, and some nice little slider buns. Nothing too elaborate, kind of simple. Didn't do any cornbread or cheesy potatoes or mac and cheese. It was, you know, it was enough for me to do by myself to feed 80 people. That I thought, well,
yeah,
you know,
a real man show.
They were all very happy. But this barn's pretty cool. There's some Jeeps in the basement and stuff, but I was hoping to be totally out of working on Jeeps but my daughter bought one. And so I spent this week while my wife was away, I spent rebuilding her Jeep. But I wanted to give a shout out to the king of the Jeeps. His name is John Grilly, and he's an old friend of mine who works up on M57 at that Jeep dealership near 131. I don't know the name of it, but he's the best Jeep wrench I've ever known. And he helped me fix an electrical problem, which is the least fun thing I think you can do on a modern car, because you have to have a computer, a car computer, and I have no reason to do that. So anyway, it was so nice. I endeavored to, we bought this Jeep, and somebody had sort of put lipstick on a pig, and so as soon as she's driving it for a month, we noticed some paint flaking off on the hood and stuff like that. And I found that they bondoed it real poorly. So I tried my hand at body work and found out that it's not as scary as I have held it off to be so long. So she has a good-looking hood again, and I'm kind of happy with taking over one of my fears.
Bondo's no joke, but it'll work in a bench, but I always found that the painting was the thing that got me, is getting that nice coat of paint, and that's something I have not mastered yet.
Yeah, and there are some pretty cool videos online on YouTube about it. I found one fellow who redid a Volvo or something, and he had a lot of great shortcuts. Now, it's not a professional job, but if you have, like, your kid's car, it's under $10,000 in value, it would look a lot nicer, and now it looks better than it did, and I stopped the rust maybe for a few years. She's a little girl, so, you know. Daddies like to help out their daughters.
So now your daughter's got a Barbie Jeep.
She has a Jeep that she doesn't hate.
Oh, all right.
You know, I think if you don't wrench on cars, like most women don't, and your car's giving you trouble, I think it's just really frustrating when you know you have to. She works on the road a fair amount, and I think when you have to know you got to hit the road, and you've got an electrical issue, and you're a young girl, you know, that's kind of frightening. So, yeah, of course, every dad wants to get their girls safe.
Yep.
But, so,
well,
doing a lot of
since there's no ice.
Yeah.
I went and found some steelhead.
Oh, did you?
Oh yeah, I put it on the smoker.
Where'd you go?
Oh, I went with Shab up there to the PM.
Oh.
We went before we went over to...
So the steelhead are in the PM. They stayed up there all winter, didn't they?
Oh, the steelhead stay in the rivers all year.
Yeah.
I mean, I know guys that went out on Thursday on the Grand.
Really?
And they were hitting them.
Really?
Yeah, the steelhead, if there's no ice, the steelhead stay in the rivers.
So what'd you catch?
We got five.
Wow.
Between the two of us.
I love steelhead.
And we were just
smoker.
Out for the morning. It was a quick trip, but, you know, that put some skin on fillets in my repertoire that I'm going to be able to make some dip this weekend.
Nice.
And
how are you going to make that dip?
Oh, man, it's going to be some cream cheese, a little garlic. You got to put in just a little milk to loosen it up. It's kind of a trick to...
It is a very lean meat.
Yeah, it's very lean meat, so you got to use the cream cheese and some milk with it. Otherwise, you're just busting your crackers. Right. I like it just that consistency.
That's a
where
really
you can scoop.
Interesting
and
tip. I've never heard that.
A little bit of dill.
You can also get that whipped cream cheese, which is pretty nice
yeah.
too. That makes life a little better. So you put it on the smoker.
Yeah.
Or you grilled it?
No, I put it on the smoker.
What did you spice it with?
I did just a simple brine that I use. It's got a little bit of tarragon in it, brown sugar, the juice of one lemon.
Huh.
And
tarragon, huh?
The tarragon just kind of opens it up. And I really like that on steelhead. I don't like it so much on salmon, but it's something one of my old friends turned me on 2 years ago, and I smoked that thing up, and now I packaged it up. Now I got a couple packages to make some dip tomorrow.
Great.
Take some crackers.
Well, tarragon on steelhead on the smoker. There's the tip of the day. Hey, this is the Grilling Guys. We're going to be right back after we pay some bills.